If you are a real estate investor or you want to be a real estate investor and you're looking for more funding for your deals, regardless of what your hard money lender or your broker or your banker or any such traditional funding sources would say, you're at the right place. Well, welcome to the show. I'm Jay Connor, the Private Money Authority, and you're here at Real Estate Investing with Jay Connor. And if this is your first time joining us on the show, I want to give you a special welcome. This is where we talk about all things real estate investing, particularly on single family houses, but we also cover commercial investments as well. And since I mentioned I'm the Private Money Authority, we talk a lot about getting funding for your deals in creative and very fast ways and not relying on the local banks or your credit or any such thing as that. And most of the time I have guests here on the show with me and we have fantastic guests. I've got a guest here on the show with me today that's going to teach you and reveal a strategy to where you can actually get deferred up to 90% of your tax liability. Oh, my lands. But I'm not going to bring him on just yet. I'm going to bring him on in just a moment. But first, I want to remind everybody that literally we are just days away, literally days away, folks, of my next upcoming live event. The Real Estate Investing Cash Flow Conference is right around the corner, and you definitely want to go ahead and get registered after the show. In fact, I'm going to put up the website right here, www.jayconner.com/money podcast. I don't know another event like this. We got the movers and shakers coming from all over the nation. First day in the afternoon, we're going to go on the luxury coach and do the rehab bus tour, actually look at our houses that we are rehabbing or we've just finished or we're in the middle of the process. I'm going to pull the curtain back and show you how we found these deeply discounted houses and how you can as well back in your hometown. You'll meet my team on the tour, my contractors I do business with, my acquisitionists. On the tour as well, you'll meet Beth Garner, our interior designer for 14 years. And I'm going to show you all the figures, how much money you can make on these deals, how much we're paying for them, how much the rehab is costing, so you can learn all about the rehab process. The second day, I actually have private lenders at the event for you to network with. I'm going to teach you my foreclosure system, how we sell any house in 3 days or less. And then on the third day, it's all about automation, how you can actually be in this business 10 hours a month and you can make and net six figures or even seven figures a year. So you don't want to miss out. Get on over to Jay Connor, JayConner.com/money podcast. All right. On to my special guest today and my dear friend that I've known now for almost 10 years, and yes, he's not aged a day since I saw him for the first time. In fact, my guest here plugged me into some awesome funding about 8 years ago that I am still using to this day. Well, my special guest is Bruce Mack, and let me take just a moment to tell you about Bruce, and then we're going to bring him on. Bruce is one of the nation's foremost authorities in financing and credit, and just about every kind of financial service that you can think of. He's got the experience in it. He's been in the financial services industry for over 20 years. He's a highly sought after and well-known national and even international speaker. And what I mean by that, he's shared the stage with Donald Trump, with Al Gore, just to name a few. He's got a best-selling book titled Changing Your Financial Future, and he's helped thousands of people. And his financial software program helps get rid of all consumer, business, and mortgage debt in actually less than 10 years. He's an entrepreneur's entrepreneur. He's ventured into many successful businesses, both inside and outside the financial world. And beyond that, for the past 25, actually more than 25 years, Bruce has been, like us, a real estate investor, and he's flipped and wholesale properties all across the country. He's been involved in over $92 million in transactions. And he's a highly sought after consultant in real estate investing in the US and in Canada. Now, here's the specialty and why I've got Bruce on the show today. For the past 20 years, Bruce has been on this quest to find asset protection, an asset protection trust like has never been created before. He has studied the families such as the Kennedys and the Carnegies and the Rockefellers. and he's learned the fantastic capabilities of these special kinds of trust. Now, just in 2018, Bruce found and he partnered with an elite team of attorneys who have copyrighted a proprietary bulletproof asset protection and tax mitigation trust so that he could share it with his clients. And now, since Bruce is on my show, he's able to share it with you. Bruce Mack, my dear friend, welcome to the show.
Wow, what can I say? I only wish I could live up to half of what you said. It's a pleasure to be here, Jay, and great to see you, my friend.
Absolutely, absolutely, Bruce. And I know you've got a very busy schedule. I know just today you were flying back from Aspen, Colorado. I know instead of you being on Stairmaster or on the treadmill, you're keeping your exercise in check and staying in great health by being on the slopes of Aspen. So anyway, I know you got a busy schedule. I know you're off to a big event right now. So I appreciate you taking the time to stop for a few minutes and share this information with our audience. So Bruce, take a moment before you jump right into the information and give our audience an overview of what are you going to teach them here during the show and what are they going to learn?
Well, Jay, just to recap what you just said, the two key things that I want everybody to come away with are, number one, how to create absolutely bulletproof titanium vault asset protection, the type of asset protection we always wanted but have never really been able to find and are utilizing some different types of mechanisms today, but they really don't get us where we want them to go. And secondarily, we're going to talk about our tax advantages that we've got with our specialized copywritten trust that can and will, for most every investor that's on this call today, will get them up to and potentially even more than a 90% perpetuous deferral on their taxes. So those are the two big takeaways that folks are going to get.
All right. So just so the audience doesn't have to wait, what do you mean by a perpetuous tax deferment?
Great question. If you take a look at the laws of perpetuity, they talk about a 21-year expiry. So the way, and one of the geniuses that the law firm came up with on the tax program is the tax corpus, which we will talk about in a few minutes, the tax corpus or the center of the trust does not disperse and those deferred taxes do not become due until 21 years after the last of the beneficiaries and the last of the beneficiaries' heirs deceases. So if we apply sense and logic to that statement, that means, first of all, nobody that we are connected with is going to have the tax liability, A, and B, this could be 100, 200, 300 years from now until the actual corpus of the trust distributes. So we're really taking that tax can and kicking it way down the road.
Very interesting. Now, before we went here on the show, I was asking you if you were going to be available to do some consulting or strategy sessions one-on-one with our audience. And you're going to make that available, I believe, right at the end of the show. People will be able to
I absolutely am.
And that will be one-on-one for a free strategy session, right?
Yep.
Excellent. So, Bruce, I think you've got, for those of our audience that are actually watching the show, they may be on one of my YouTube channels or whatever, I think you've got some slides to pull up. But for those of you in the audience that are only listening, perhaps you're on Google Play or iTunes, don't worry. Bruce is going to explain this, even though you can't see the slides. He's not going to leave anything out. So, Bruce, I'm going to turn the show over to you right now, and I'll interrupt you when I feel like I or the audience needs a little clarification. So let me turn it over to you.
Sounds fair enough, and I really appreciate it. So what I'm going to do so that the folks that are strictly listening is I'm going to go over the slides and I'm going to key in on the written words that are on there so that everybody has a good experience and can come away with the information that that we've got for you. So the first slide says Platinum Financing Group, Titanium Vault Asset Protection and Tax Reduction Trust, my $175,000 mistake and how you can avoid it and save up to 90% or 90% plus on your taxes. I am the founder, co-founder of the company. My wife is the other co-founder of Platinum Trust Group. And what you're going to learn today, well, you're going to learn the secrets of how the ultra wealthy are able to make and keep their wealth, how to protect your assets in the event of a lawsuit, how to defer up to 90% plus on your income taxes generationally, and more. I have 40 years of experience in the financial services industry total, when you add them back to back, along with being a financial advisor, going way, 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 way back there. I head up Platinum Financing Group. We are a funding company for real estate investors and others, and we've got a 0% APR program. Our Platinum Trust Group specializes in our Titanium Vault Asset Protection and Tax Reduction Trust. Stage speaker, been on the stage with Donald Trump, Al Gore, and others, best-selling author. And I have, in a three-year period of time, I've flipped over 160 properties. So I've been a very, very active real estate investor, just as you are, the folks that are on the podcast today. Now, I got myself whacked. I'll put it that way. I got involved in a lawsuit, unfortunately, which resulted in my losing in excess of $175,000 on a house deal. And maybe worse, it was a deep, dark, ugly cloud that was hanging over my head for well over a year, between fighting it with the lawyers and the back and the forth and the mental anguish. I cannot tell you, it really, really took me off focus, off of my business. And the reason was simple. It was because I didn't have the adequate protection that I know better to get today.
Hey, Bruce, I got a question. Would you say this $175,000, I say loss or lawsuit experience that you went through, in retrospect, would you say this was a blessing in disguise in some kind of way or ways?
Well, you know, I always try and look at a glass being half full instead of half empty. But honestly, Jay, I think this glass was full because okay. It was the best $175,000 lesson that I've ever had. It was a horrible, crazy situation. I'll briefly tell you, in this situation, we were doing free foreclosures. I had a door knocker. The door knocker brings me this guy. The guy was an excellent. We were so happy we did it. We did a revenue share, gave him cash for keys, and everything was lovely, and everything was done. Bill, the door knocker, brought him over to the office, and then within 2 weeks, I get served with a lawsuit from this guy, which in the points and authorities alleged, are you ready for this, that we kidnapped him, incarcerated him, wouldn't let him leave. He had to sign under duress, and oh, by the way, he was highly inebriated.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so.
Yeah, so yeah, the reason I asked that question is I think back over, you know, my lessons learned, for example, my world of private money, et cetera. I mean, I didn't go out there looking for it. It's like, you know, this challenge or problem actually was a huge opportunity to where not only did my life and business get better because of it, but I'm able to share the information with so many others. Like, you now have learned all about this because of your experience.
I couldn't agree and concur with you more. It was the best $175,000 lesson that I could have ever hoped to have been stuck with that turned out to be a blessing in disguise.
Excellent. Well, go ahead.
There's over 25,000 slip and falls every day, guys. There's over 91,000 personal injury lawyers all wanting and willing to work on contingency of 30, 40, and 50%. The average legal fee today is $72,000 for business litigation, is $72,500, not including the awards and punitive damages that could be incurred. And I will tell you, though, as we get into it, we cannot stop the lawsuit from happening. but we absolutely can ensure that you will not have a collection. But I can also tell you that once they become aware, that is the litigating attorney, of the type of specialized trust that we have, then I have seen on a number of occasions them folding up shop, leaving, therefore the litigation costs become a fraction of what the national norms are. Real life example, we have an investor who lost, that I'm aware of, that lost 20 houses in a lawsuit when his son hit a kid on an ATV. Now, of course, he did not have a trust, and his insurance did not cover the ATV accident. So there's crazy riders and all kinds of things that can happen, unfortunately. Here's another example. An investor lost 150 houses and two apartment buildings because of a wrongful eviction lawsuit. So again, crazy stuff out there that can happen, and we just don't have any control over it. Having a corporation, well, conventional wisdom is that that is enough, but I'm here to tell you that it isn't enough. Just having a C or an S or an LLC or even a family trust will not provide you with the bulletproof protection that you need. Even having each of your properties in a separate entity isn't enough, because in today's litigious society, each entity has a startup fee and annual fees. In California, the Franchise Tax Board, the base fee is $800 on the front, and in all states, you're required to file a tax return at an average cost of around $1,500 if you have an LLC. So if you have 10 properties, each in their own LLC, that would cost you $150,000 just in the tax returns alone, and that doesn't even talk about the Franchise Tax Board fees. It can be staggering just to keep up with it. And the fact is, with an LLC, because we are, as investors, we have what's called tightly or closely held entities, where it's you and a partner, you and your wife, they're very easy to pierce because of what's called the alter ego offense, or in the points and authorities that they allege, that you're really hiding and masquerading behind the corporate veil. So it's not that difficult to pierce, to get inside and clean you out. Experience exercising corporate governance is a pain. You're required to have regular meetings and create and keep the minutes, documents, amendments, and annual state filings. And novice lawyers can pierce the corporate veil again easily and still attach your assets if you lose a lawsuit. Another way to get inside the corpus of the LLC or C or S is based upon shabby record keeping and not keeping up with your corporate responsibilities. Our titanium bulletproof trust is copyrighted, ensures you cannot have a lien or judgment executed against you, your family, or your business. Now that's a mouthful, and it's an absolute, it's not a maybe. No governmental bodies can seize your assets. Tax deferral is assured on both long as well as short-term capital gains and more. Meaning lease income or rental income, all of that can be deferred as well. Never have the hassle of a 1031 exchange. Oh Lord, I hate those. Because so many times we're sweating bullets to get it done on time, and if something goes wrong, then you have a huge lump sum of monies that it becomes a taxable event. And most of the people that I've interviewed that have a 1031 exchange will have told me consistently that that was not the property that they would have wanted to get. It was the property that it was the only one that was, or the best of the lot of the ones that were available to use to be able to defer their taxes. And that's only for a period of time until they sell that property. We have over 30,000 clients and we've been able to defer over up to 90% or more of their tax liability. And we're built to the legal limits of the law and based upon several IRS code sections.
Hey, Bruce, uh-huh. before you go to the next slide, if you can go to that last one that you were just on, one of the benefits you pointed out in this trust, or this very, very special trust, is that it ensures that An individual can't have a lien or a judgment executed against them personally or their family or their business. Are you going to get into more of that here in your presentation, or can you flesh that out a little bit, how that works?
Well, let me flesh it out a little bit. We have several case sites that a trust is, because of the way it's constructed, it is a bulletproof titanium vault, is what we call it, a protective mechanism, much, much, much stronger than an LLC, because LLC corporate veils can be pierced. And I cannot indemnify against the client getting served with an initial paperwork. However, I can absolutely indemnify that an individual will not have a lien executed against them. And the reason is this. Let's go back to the original premise of a trust. Like the Rockefeller said way back when, to be able to own nothing, but to be able to control everything is nirvana. That is the only way to fly, because when you own things, then you're liable for those things that you own. That car can become a liability. That whatever can become a liability. Well, in the strictest sense, you're going to do what we call conveyances, or actually sell your business, your properties, your stamp collections, your gold, your cryptocurrency, and everything gets sold to the trust. Therefore, okay. You don't own it, and therefore it goes into this holding tank for you, if you will. But the beauty is you control it.
Got you. Yeah, you just answered another question I had that I wanted to make sure our audience was following, and that is, how is this trust going to work for you? And you just answered it. If you've got your real estate holdings, I assume other personal assets or whatever, those assets can be transferred into the ownership of this trust and therefore protected, right?
That is absolutely correct. And that's exactly what happens as a part of the process when we get the trust set up for our clients.
Right, right. And so then from the perspective of a real estate investor, when new properties are purchased and acquired, then they just go straight into the trust, right?
Yes. And let me qualify that, Jay, because I get this question all the time. Oh my gosh, does that mean I have to go down and do a transfer on all the properties I currently own and put them into a trust? And then the next logical question is, and then if that's the case and I do the transfer into the trust, then am I going to be stuck with a transfer tax? And the answer is no and no. What we do is we create an internal document along with the trust paperwork, which is kept in a very special place like a safety deposit box. And the paperwork that's created is a quitclaim deed, which is held. And in the event that there's a suit or something actionable, you can pull out the quitclaim deed and you have that total asset protection, but you're not going to get hung with the expenses of doing those transfers. So it's a win-win scenario.
Okay, I'm glad you brought that up, because that's really important.
Absolutely. Okay.